The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio. With the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise One and Cruises Inc. 2011 National Conference, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford. Doug is on assignment right now aboard Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas for the Cruise One and Cruises Inc. National Conference. He'll be talking to Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cruise One and Cruises Inc. and some members of the press from Cruise Critic and Gadling.com. Lots of informative guests like this guy. As always, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy.
Hey, Matt.
Carnival Cruise Lines really shaking things up in Port Canaveral. What do you have for us?
They're bringing in their third cruise ship into Port Canaveral, which is making them the largest cruise operator from the port. They're going to have a ship doing 3- and 4-night cruises.
Yeah.
They brought in Ecstasy to do 4- and 5-night cruises to the Bahamas. And that, of course, complements their third ship, which is Carnival Dream. So they're estimating to bring in 600,000 passengers to Port Canaveral, which is the third largest cruise port in the world behind Port Everglades at number 2, and the Port of Miami, which retained its crown at number 1.
By the way, I just heard they jacked up their daily gratuities.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's really surprised, but I mean, they went from $10 to $11.50. These are recommended guidelines. I love it when they bring up gratuities, which are, you know, at passenger discretion, but, you know, the lines really stick it to you. But, you know, it's important to note that your busboy, your cabin steward, and your waiter are really working hard to make sure that you have a really nice experience. So it's a good idea. And, of course, you have the option of going up or down, depending on the level of service you receive.
And what about the Magic?
Well, the Magic is finally going to arrive in Galveston, Texas. Carnival Magic, which is Carnival's newest cruise ship, is finding her home there in the Lone Star State. And it should be pretty exciting. She'll begin sailing there next week.
Moving on to Royal Caribbean, they debuted some dining details on the Splendor of the Seas. What new dining options will passengers have?
Well, what's going on, Splendor of the Seas entered the dry dock in Cadiz, Spain, and she's undergoing a five-week revitalization. They're spending about $35 million, and she's going to be getting a whole lot of new amenities, which is all part of this Royal Advantage program that Royal Caribbean has got going. They're going to be putting in the Chops Grill in Izumi. They got the Boardwalk Doghouse, which was incredibly popular on Allure of the Seas. They're going to have a chef's table and a park cafe. They're also going to add the Royal Babies program, which is a nursery for the little guys. So, you know, you can bring in, for the little, the little kids, instead of, let's say, them starting at 3, now you're going to be able to bring the little kids much younger. And they're also going to be adding a diamond lounge for their Crown and Anchor passengers. So it's all good, as well as a concierge lounge.
Princess Cruises announced the completion of their adults-only area. Is this going to be like Serenity and Carnival? And is there a charge for that?
Well, there are charges for it. It just depends on the types of treatments that you're looking to. But these adults-only areas on many cruise lines, especially on Princess, have become very popular. So they're taking what's available on the newer ships and spreading it fleet-wide.
Silhouette now in the U.S., what's the itinerary?
Well, she's going to be doing 12-night Caribbean out of Bayonne, New Jersey, which is another port in the New York City area. And, you know, I was on her in Hamburg, Germany over the summer. She really has hit her stride. The crew, you know, was terrific up there in New York. Had a really nice couple days, you know, just south of the Hamptons. And, you know, that Long Club Grill is just off the chart. Probably just one of the greatest dining experiences you could possibly have. And I can only imagine, Matt, what that was like during the summer while the ship was pulling out of, let's say, Santorini in the Greek islands. And you've got people grilling, you know, at the Long Club Grill while they have got a jazz festival and people, you know, passengers out on the half acre of grass listening to some music and drinking some fine wine. It's stellar.
When he's not providing us with such thorough cruise information, he is offering motivational workshops at the airport Marriott.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you're going to be cruising from Port Canaveral, check out the Cove Marketplace, which just opened for its second season and will be open from November through April. The open-air market features more than 40 vendors selling everything from pottery, paintings, and carvings to jewelry, clothing, and souvenirs. There's also local performers and artists, and new this season is a green market with fresh produce and plants. Located in the waterfront dining and entertainment retail district right at Port Canaveral, the Cove Marketplace is open from 11 to 5 Mondays through Wednesdays, as well as the first Saturday of the month. For details, go to portcanaveral.com/covemarketplace.
With us now is Becky Piper, Cruise One agent from Strongsville, Ohio. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Everyone seems to be cruising. It's this big phenomenon these days. Everybody and their mother and family's cruising. What is the value of using a travel agent versus booking cruiseline.com?
Okay. Well, here's the value of using a travel agent. Everything's fine if nothing goes wrong,
right.
But if something goes wrong, you want someone to be your advocate. And believe me, if you do it online, they don't care. They have no relationship with you. You do it with me, I am moving heaven and earth, and I am calling everyone I can think of to try and resolve your problem. And so it's that advocate for you. And believe me, things can go wrong.
Do travel agents, do they have access to better pricing than the published fares on the cruise line's website?
There are times when that can happen, depending on if you have group block space that you've taken out. It can give you a pricing advantage. It can give you a shipboard credit advantage. It can add amenities to your cabin and things like that. So the answer to that is, yes, there can be times where that's true. And sometimes it would be the same as the published rate, but what you're getting is a person who's working for you. They know who you are.
Well, Becky, what kind of trends are you seeing for cruisers these days? Are folks staying closer to home? Are they staying away from Europe? Or what are you seeing?
I think the trends are people are discovering that there's a ship to fit whatever your personality is. The biggest trend right now is European river cruising. And the myth out there is that it's only for older
right.
people, and it's not. My goodness, I've gone on European river cruises. There's families there. I talk to the kids. They love it. They feel so important. They are seeing something that's very different. And it, people have to understand you can market European river cruises. It doesn't have to be someone over 55.
What kind of European ports are hot right now?
I would say everybody loves Dubrovnik. It's a great port.
It's gorgeous. We were there this past May.
Yeah. I mean, walking that wall is something mm-hmm. else. The other thing is a lot of cruise lines stop in Messina, Sicily.
Oh, Sicily, yeah.
Yes. And people go just to the town. They do not realize the most beautiful place on earth is if you go over to Taormina. That is a great mm-hmm. port of call. And unless somebody has told you how cool it is, you're not going to automatically, you're going to think, well, why should I go there? You should go there. It's great.
Cruise One agent Becky Piper from Ohio, thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, again on Cruise Radio from Gatling.com, ChrisCruises.net, and a variety of other publications. Chris Owen, welcome back to Cruise Radio. Man.
Glad to be here, Doug. What's going on?
So here we are on the last day. You've been here all week, obviously. What did you take from this?
Well, I'll tell you, it further solidified my belief that the travel agents are important to use to book instead of booking online. There's so many different variables in booking a cruise vacation, and we talk about this a lot on my blog, but the way that travel agents are able to get inside information network with each other and with the cruise lines, it's a distinct advantage that someone booking on their own or booking through an internet cruise broker just wouldn't have.
Yeah, it's like you said, you know, you really cannot beat that one-on-one touch that a travel agent can give you. They're very good. They're very knowledgeable. There's over 750 of them here this week.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing is, not all travel agents are great travel agents, and that's always the trick. I can sit here all day and tell you, use a travel agent. Their distinct advantage in using this travel agent. But how do you go about finding one? How do you find that good travel agent that can make a difference in your booking? Here's one source. This Cruise One, Cruises Inc. agents, I've been with them all week long, watching them in breakout sessions and educational seminars. These people really know their stuff. I was impressed. They're very involved, very passionate about what they do, and I think that makes a big difference.
Now, are you saying that these particular agents are better than other agents?
Oh, I don't know that. I mean, there's Cruises Inc., Cruise One, and then there's other outfits like this, but I spent a week with these people. And these people really know their stuff. I'm impressed. I've never recommended specific companies like this, but I think I'd have to on this, because these people are highly involved in what they do. They look for the best value for their clients right up front and then on down the road. They're looking at building long-term relationships with their clients that will come back again and again, year after year, because they do a good job for them. And I think that's all you can ask.
Will you sing the Cruise One jingle for us?
No, I would love to hear it, though. Can you cue that up right now?
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford here with Doug Parker. I want to talk to you about TripInsurance.com. They are the low-cost leader in travel insurance.
The folks at TripInsurance.com have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, we know you're going to shop around on other websites, but one thing is for certain. When you go to TripInsurance.com, you are sure to save up to 40% or more.
And with TripInsurance.com, you're not just stuck with one type of travel insurance. They have three different types: good, better, or best, one to fit every budget.
And of course, we all love and need to talk to an actual person. That's what you get with TripInsurance.com, 24/7 telephone support, just to show you how committed they are to you, the customer. And you can take care of most of your plans right there on their website. And of course, they will alert you of anything that could affect your vacation. Just go to TripInsurance.com.
Debbie Hughes, Cruise One agent. Nice to finally meet you. We've been following each other on Twitter for the longest time. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be able to finally meet you in person after following you and stalking you for all this time.
What is one tip you could give the listeners who are considering booking a cruise?
I would say, really, I mean, you've probably done your research online. You've done all that stuff that we all do and spent countless hours and probably are a little bit confused. Just call an agent. And, you know, there's no pressure. I'm not a big sales pressure type of person, but we like to share our knowledge. We like to help people get to where they want to be and to plan that dream vacation so that things don't go wrong, so that we can maybe help avoid some of the problems that people run into. Just give us a call.
Debbie Hughes, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me.
Very happy to have with us the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cruise One and Cruises, Inc., Mr. Dwayne Wall. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Consumers, as you very well know, are pinching every penny in this economy. Is this affecting cruise pricing?
Well, interestingly enough, we don't think it is. And part of the reason is there's been so much hardware moved over to the Mediterranean and to Europe in general that which in many cases are can draw a larger average selling price, mostly because they are longer cruises. You see a lot more 7 to 10 night versus the 3 to 7 night in the Caribbean.
Right.
And so obviously you get a higher selling price. And also, if people are going to spend the money to fly all the way to Europe, they're going to upgrade to typically a nicer cabin category. balcony or suite. So we see a lot of that happening. I mean, people are definitely pinching their pennies. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're still in a very tough economy, and people want, they do not want to overpay. They want value for their money. And so you get that value in a lot of ways. We're doing a lot of things, including things like free onboard credits, free spa credits, free gratuities, depending on the cruise line, just a number of different things that are helping people to feel more comfortable and more confident in making their decisions to purchase their vacations through us.
Well, aside from the appeal of talking to an actual human being, why else use a travel agent when people can book it online? What are those advantages?
Well, you know, I don't know, but I use myself as a good analogy. I mean, if I know what I want to buy, I go online and I find the best price and I buy it. If I'm not totally certain what I want to buy, I may do some research, but then I want to talk to a professional who's going to help me figure out what's best for me. And that's really what I like to think that our agents and our owners do, is that they are really helping you. They're consulting with the individual consumers to figure out which cruise line, which destination, which itinerary. And then once you figure that out, which cabin on that ship is going to make you the most happy and make you a happy happy vacationer that will return to us to book their future vacations.
Very good. And what sets you all apart from the competitors?
Well, I think it's a lot of things. One, we've been doing this a very, very long time. We've been in this business for 20-plus years on the Cruise One side and 30-plus years on our Cruises, Inc. agent side. And we've also are part of World Travel Holdings, which is the world's largest seller of cruises. So from a leverage perspective with the cruise lines, no one is bigger and has more leverage with the cruise lines. Therefore, we have the ability, one, to get lots of offers that are unique and exclusive to us. And two, if something does go wrong, which rarely happens, but if it does, we have a lot of leverage in getting those getting solutions to those problems for the customers.
Wave season is in a couple of months. For our listeners who don't know what wave season is, what is it, and do you have any advice for consumers?
Well, it's interesting. Wave season traditionally has been a period of time when people started thinking about their summer vacations, their fall vacations, and from the cruise perspective, it was obviously you're cruising the waves, so we called it the wave season because there was a large number of bookings that would happen between January and March. And it still is there is still a wave season, although it has seemed to have leveled out more and become more of a year-round booking season. But there's still a lot of people who are over the holidays with their family thinking about their vacations and talking and deciding about what they want to do. And then when the holidays roll around and the holidays are over, then they get down to business of making their decisions. And that's really when a lot of people actually pull the trigger and make their decisions on what vacations are going to go on.
What's too bad is first-time cruisers might sail on the wrong ship that doesn't quite fit their personality, or it's an older ship and it kind of turns them off from cruising, not realizing there's so many cruise lines out there, so many ships, a lot of new ships. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's a lot of experienced cruisers that will only sail the same ship. They've got their favorites, and that certainly has its benefits.
Yep, we actually have lots of those customers. We recently had one on board with us at National Conference on board the Allure of the Seas, who's cruised over 250 times with the Royal Caribbean, for example. And we have many customers like that.
Well, there's a lot to be
with the cruise lines, multiple, and quite hundreds of times.
Well, the big advantage, of course, is you start to rack up some real rewards with that devotion to
absolutely,
a cruise line.
Absolutely. The cruise lines know who you are. The crew know who you are.
Yeah.
And it really is like a family on board these ships. I mean,
totally.
You do start to build relationships with them. And they do things like put welcome back, you know, on your door. And they certainly know who you are as you're walking down to the dining room or to the casino or wherever, and they'll use your name, and it makes people feel very,
and
very
give
special.
You money.
So there is a lot of that. I mean, it's one of the few industries where there is still a lot of personal service.
And they will literally give you money for your loyalty.
They will. They absolutely will.
He is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Cruise One and Cruises, Inc. Mr. Dwayne Wall, thank you so much for making time for us.
Well, thank you very much. And a lot of happy cruisers out there, a lot of happy vacationers, and I wish you all the best in your holiday seasons, and hopefully you'll become customers of ours.
All right, that's going to do it. Big thanks to Samantha Jacobs and her hardworking crew at M. Silver & Associates for making this broadcast possible. Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, a really easy way to listen to your podcast, and It's a free app for your smartphone. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Stitcher Radio icon. Get all the latest cruise news right there on our new and improved website, cruiseradio.net. It's right there on the homepage. And also, get news breaking alerts. Just go to cruiseradio.net and under instant email updates, simply fill out your email address. From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And broadcasting from the Cruise One Cruises Inc. 2011 National Conference aboard Allure of the Seas, I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales at cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.